अकबर आज पल सगली मोई चूठे कर दे मो He'll be in and out like an earthworm, eating each other day.
What is the answer? Answer is for very, very, very selfish reason, praise the God. Do you understand? For very, very selfish reasons, praise the God. Hey, you do it every day. If somebody is invited to White House for a cup of tea, and somebody invited to gelato for a cup of tea, where you like to go? You have a choice. White House? Now it's a different opinion. But I am 100% sure, if you are invited to White House for a cup of tea, you will go. Because basically you are American. Forget about how you like Reagan and that. Reagan is not the White House. White House is a symbolic first house of the United States. You would like to go visit. Because I know people line up there to visit it and pay the fee for it, to just go a few rooms. It's our tendency to know the unknown, see the unseen, hear the unheard. It's a human tendency. Human is infinity, part of infinity. So, you will go to the White House. To take what? To take a cup of tea. It is in our genes. It is in our tendencies to go and to grow. It is our human faculty to widen our horizons. Wide horizons. And it is our faculty to have an attitude of latitude. That's called kindness. I was thinking that day, what's compassion means? Attitude of latitude. And what is the planet of attitudes and latitudes? Oh, you call it altitude and latitude, isn't that what you call it? What do you call it? Longitude and latitude? You call it longitude and latitude. It's an attitude of longitude. Go up to hit it at an infinity. Why we love each other? We should not love each other. If we love each other, it should be just as a longitude and as a good latitude. So long the planet revolves on the earth, the relationship should go on. How we create monotony? We nag each other. I am so good at it. Somebody that day called me, you never call me anymore. I said, I didn't call you to hear, you don't call me anymore. That's the first question. And I say, I can tell you the second question. You don't call me anymore, and you do not care for me anymore. And I am miserable, you even do not know. And you know, I sit down and I write the checks, and I was minus. I said, isn't that a routine talk? I've been hearing it for 16 long years. That monotonous talk, that's opening speech, that the first word. We are so monotonous in our communication, and Guru said, be Gurmukh, your word should be of that Guru. Now, where is the monotony in the Sri Guru Granth? The beauty of the Sri Guru Granth is very educational. Number one, it is in poetry. Number two, it is in music. Number three, it is in the harmony. Number four, it is forever. Number five, it tells you where you are wrong, and also it tells you how it can be right. Rao. It's a perfect guru. Rao. First it will hit you like a bomb, and then at Rao it will tell you how to be. It doesn't only tell you what to be, it tells you how to be. It doesn't tell you what it is, it tells you how to come out of what it is. That's why you will never find a Shabad, very rarely you will find a Shabad without a how. So basically, what we are trying to concentrate is that, alright, we were monkeys. and now we have become human. Have by changing the attitude and attributes to look like a human, we have let the monkey go? Or we are still monotonously attached to the monkey and we don't let it go? And neither we let our monkey business go. All sufferings in our life is that we become monotonous and we don't move. We don't move, then we don't have trustworthiness. Look, the plane had a airworthiness, that's why they flew it, right? But it didn't have trustworthiness of its own material. It blew up. In your life, you feel you have the worthiness. I'm asking you a question. Have you the trustworthiness? Do you trust your mind? Do you have the flexibility of longitude and latitude in your attitude that you can revolve on your axle and on your orbit correctly, harmoniously? Suppose as you behave, planet Earth start behaving. Tell me where you will be. How many places where there is a living volcano, there are cities? You think in 1 minute you blow up and you burn all the sites around and you let your lava flow and you create so much steam in the ocean, and next minute you want to go to a dinner and a dance with the same person who you have burnt right now? Are even a burnt potato you cannot eat? It takes time. Take a hot potato and put it in your mouth. Your palate will burn. You understand what I'm saying? Are we are Sikhs of the Guru? We are saints. Whether we are not, there's no question about it. That's our problem. If we are not, we should. But to the world, we are the Rishis, we are the Sikhs of the Gurus, we are the Khalsa. And then after showing that, we walk like a human. Why the Guru did this? Why the Guru did this? That the question is. Why Guru did this? Because Guru always believed the part and total of all solution is when you serve others and forget about yourself. And when you serve others, you have to use your ego for others. The only way. Home badda rog hai, daru bhi is mai. Ego is the biggest disease, but it has the solution in it. And the solution is, when you use ego to uplift others, God shall uplift you. You become the forklift for others, and the greatest four legs of all time shall glorify you to the zenith no man can otherwise touch. Spirituality is the reality of life. It is not a partial payment because God gave you the prana. It's not a bad bank account on which you can write bad checks. Those of you who walk on the path of the Guru are not happy, must search into themselves. They are monotonous. Let the monotony go. Let the life flow. Touch, feel, talk in Guru's way. And you will be on the highway to God. Excellence shall come to you. Opportunities, riddhi, siddhi, navaniddhi, bodh gyan, shakti, bhakti, jugti, bhukti, all will become self-contained, self-sustained, and all for you. All for you. Because all will become all for you. I promise. I, Harbhajan Singh Khalsa Yogi Ji, promise, guarantee, if it doesn't happen 30 ways, send me back. I'll return your promise intact. You want all. I give you all. I guarantee you all. I vouch. If it doesn't come through, never trust me. You become Sarva too. All will come to you if you go to all. That is a simple deal. You want all. You want everything. Then go to everything. Break these monotonous, uptight, dead and dry regional ego facets you have created. Break monotony in your life. Put some spice to your life. Serve, grow, go, meet, touch, feel, communicate, share with all. Then all will come to you. Those who want all, they have to deal, feel, know, serve, uplift all. Is that a fair agreement? Can you do it? No, I know how you do it.
I can deal with this person. It's just stupid. He can't think. I have done 20 times the same thing. Stupid mistake.
Huh? When you used to crawl, you used to do stupid mistakes. Your mother didn't throw you out of the window. Think living in a New York at the 38th floor. Think. And think your mother has 6-bedroom apartment. Whatever that is. Skyscraper building somewhere, right? And you, pipilapu, on the floor everywhere, and you are crawling, and you are even half old, and you are dripping. What else you can do? That's all you do. You drip around and people are poop and cry and all that. And she got uptight and throw you out of the window. Have a good day. Have a nice day. Think about that. And, you know, that's all it is to it. Mother Nature can do all that, throw you out of the window. But she's a mother. And she has a very direct, kind, non-monotonous relationship with Father God. Purkha and Prakriti. That is why one thing Guru did. What is that Shabad, Sopurk Shabad? What is it before that? Minute before that, when you read it, what it comes to? Which Guru wrote it? Huh? Are you speaking? You have a tongue? Guru Ram Das, what is that? Asam Allah, what? That is why Guru Ram Das, in his ecstasy of self, gave you a shabad. So purkh nanyan har purkh nanyan har gama gama para. Read it loud. Come on, so quick, let us sing it. We are wasting time on nothing. Come on, who is the second ragi with her? No ragi, then you start. Nitname. Anybody has a nitname? Oh yeah, some of my people read Sukhmanis these days by order. They have nickname all the time going. Kadir. Now everybody will read this. And whosoever shall read will be blessed. Who shall not read shall lose. No, all to all. Let all today read this Shabad in this Gurdwara. And I tell you, those who do not know the words, try to copy. Nagal marni. Copy it. Copy machines are very good these days. No business can work without copy machines. You understand? And you should learn from the copy machine. Copy is as good as real. Price-wise, there's a difference. Value-wise, there's a difference. Artistic values are different. Whole thing. But copy at least looks like good. All right? We are going to do it? Yeah, good cars are being distributed. Bhai Jeevan Singh gave us so many good cars. Why are we going to have them? Now you can sit on my this side, my dear, if you understand the manners. What? So bring in your tune. Come on. All right, my Vaheguru Ji ka Khalsa Vaheguru Ji ki Fateh Fateh Jai Vaheguru Ji, they should sing it. And let's be honest about it. We read this in Rairas. It is the Sopurk. Thou that God, personified, specified, classified, explained, related, faculties brought together, the momentum, RPM, per minute rotation, the totality of the momentum of the magnetic field, creativity of the creative of the opportunity. Infinity has everything. When you relate to infinity, infinity gives you everything. The process how to relate to infinity for prosperity, for peace, and for non-prejudicial living, non-monotonous living, is well explained in Sopurk. It is written by Fourth Nanak. It has a quality of classifying itself to the topmost audience of God in explanation of the divinity in the godliness. It explained, after all, what is the purpose of our life? Not to be monotonous. How can we not be monotonous if we do something every day? We want to do so much and so far beyond that we should not even have a minute to think. It should be all going. All going is all relating. All cannot go if all is not relating. The problem of all, problem of ekankar is the beginning and it's the end, is the bottom line. So God has everything. Jise tu de tu paai, karta tere sab kuch hai, jis de mein so paave. God, you are everything, whom you give. Ek daate ek pe khari ji. There are some who give courtesy, charity, peta, and them who are begging. Sab tere chonch banana, this is your play. Then he explained why this is the play, why we are poor. We are poor because we are monotonous. We are rich, we are non-monotonous. But that does not mean we are poor and rich, we are happy or not. That is not explained. That is explained otherwise. Happiness shall come to you when you are non-monotonously serviceful. Oh.